I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. Developers of a proposed wind energy project in Swanton held a public open house last week where a number of people raised concerns about potential impacts to water quality. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
Since leaving office, former Vermont Lieutenant Governor Brian Duby has moved to Fairfield to land where his family has a maple sugar operation. His home is near the ridge line where the turbines could be built.
And this is where I grew up. There's a lot of water. This isn't just a ridgeline. On the back side of the ridgeline is a plateau with wetlands and bogs and vernal pools. And they're proposing to put blast rock into wetland buffers and build roads in buffers. And, you know, that's something I object to.
Duby says he won't likely see or hear the turbines from his home, but he's working with the families in Swanton who are closest to the project, and many of his neighbors on Fairfield Pond are against the project because they say it just doesn't square with the state's push to improve water quality.
Don't sit in a press conference and tell Vermonters about all you're doing to clean up the lake when you're blowing through a wetland on a ridgeline. And don't preach to me about Shoreline Protection Act when you're clear-cutting on top of a watershed. And don't create 22 acres of impervious surfaces in a watershed and preach to me about, or Vermonter, someone trying to build a camp somewhere on a pond.
The wind developer, Travis Belisle, has hired a team of experts to help plan the project. At an open house last week, those consultants set up stations to answer questions from the public. Scott Homestead of the engineering firm Krebs and Lansing said he'd heard a lot about water quality.
And it's our position that as long as the stormwater management system for the project is designed appropriately and managed appropriately and maintained, that those concerns are essentially unfounded.
Homestead said the amount of impervious surface will actually be 9 acres, and runoff from the project will eventually head toward Route 105 and the Missisquoi River and Lake Champlain, not Fairfield Pond. The water would be contained in stormwater ponds.
The idea is to have a trickle instead of a flood, and by doing that you can prevent erosion, and it gives the water time for nutrients and sediment to settle out and prevent those things from reaching our waters.
Fairfield resident Sally Colopy attended the meeting to learn more about the project. She says, based on her background working with the state's local roads program, she was not reassured about the potential for preventing damage from runoff.
Any hydrologist will tell you cannot change the flow of a stream. If you change the flow of a stream, it's not happy. And they all know it. Why it's being ignored is
anybody's guess. What's
upsetting.
Martha Staskis of Vera Renewables says the wind projects of this scale are held to a high standard when it comes to water quality.
They are working with the Agency of Natural Resources, who will be looking and evaluating this project, and you can be assured that they will apply all the rules and regulations that are required to protect Vermont's watersheds.
Staskis says the Public Service Board's Act 248 process for approval is long and thorough and will consider environmental impacts. Swanton Wind plans to file for a Certificate of Public Good in October. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.